You've got to see this, right? Recent analysis from crypto analytics firm Santiment is highlighting a massive shift in Bitcoin's social sentiment. Bearish commentary has actually hit a five-week high. It's pretty intense out there.
It definitely is. But for investors monitoring the crypto market, this metric is critical. Historically, market psychology tells us that this kind of overwhelming negativity often precedes a market bottom.
Exactly. Social media sentiment acts as a leading indicator for price action. It captures the real-time emotions and expectations from the retail crowd, rather than just reporting on what happened yesterday.
That's why Santiment tracks the ratio of positive to negative mentions across platforms like X, Reddit, and YouTube. It gives us a pulse on the room without needing to wait for price confirmation.
And here's the key part. When negative discussions spike while prices stagnate or decline, it indicates that selling pressure from noise traders is finally exhausting itself.
Right. When sentiment reaches that overwhelmingly negative point, it can trigger a capitulation event. That's usually when the final bearish buyers panic sell their positions.
That forces prices to find support and signals the end of a downtrend. So, this five-week high in bearish chatter suggests we may actually be reaching saturation in the negativity.
Absolutely. But we have to understand the psychology behind these numbers. When Bitcoin prices struggle to gain upward momentum, social media narratives naturally turn skeptical.
I hear that all the time. Users question the asset's viability, cite macroeconomic headwinds, or express disappointment about institutional adoption.
While those concerns are valid, the volume of such comments can be misleading if viewed in isolation.
True. Experienced traders recognize that smart money, whales and institutional investors, operates on different timeframes than retail participants.
While retail investors react to daily volatility, institutions often accumulate quietly during periods of low social sentiment.
So, high bearish chatter actually signals an opportunity rather than immediate risk. It tells us the market is oversold relative to participant emotions.
For investors holding positions or considering new entries, this data functions more as a warning label than a definitive buy signal.
Decisions shouldn't rely solely on social sentiment metrics, though.
Precisely. This information needs to be integrated into a broader analysis, including on-chain data, technical indicators, and macroeconomic factors.
Key factors to monitor include trading volume. An increase in bearish sentiment should ideally be accompanied by a drop in volume to confirm selling exhaustion.
And price action. Check for signs of stabilization. Longer wicks on charts or a halt in decline are good signs.
Plus, investors must assess the broader macro context. Interest rates and inflation data influence the whole crypto market, after all.
Navigating a market with extreme negativity requires discipline.
The temptation to panic sell when viewing a flood of negative posts is incredibly high, but history suggests these moments often mark the beginning of a rebound.
Patience is the most valuable tool in these scenarios.
Waiting for the noise to die down allows investors to enter positions at more favorable levels.
In conclusion, the recent spike in bearish social chatter underscores the importance of market psychology.
Santiment's data reminds us that markets are driven by human emotion as much as fundamental value.
As sentiment reaches a five-week high, it indicates the market may be digesting a period of uncertainty.
While this doesn't guarantee an immediate price surge, it suggests pressure from the bottom is building.
Investors should remain cautious but open. Monitor sentiment metrics alongside price charts to make informed decisions in this volatile environment.